Hello and welcome back to the Dialcast podcast. I'm Chris Durkin and I'm joined by Adam as usual. How are you doing, Adam?
I'm very well, thank you, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. It was disappointing though on the weekend. Two goals. We were up both times, weren't we? 1-0 up, then 1-1, then 2-1 up, then 2-2. Shame to get the draw the other day. What do you think about the game?
Yeah, obviously a little bit disappointing. Obviously, I think we'd have hoped to have won the game. Although, you know, difficult opposition, as it always is in this division. And obviously, people are gunning to try and beat us and get points off us. So there's no surprises in that. But yeah, disappointing a little bit.
Yeah, it was down to 10 men towards the end of the game. So I guess a draw is not the end of the world. For someone that probably is not too disappointing, we're going to add in today's guest, Mark. Welcome to the podcast. Two goals on the weekend. How do you feel about the goals?
Yeah, really good. Well, just a shame about the result, really. I'd rather have the 3 points than the two goals. But yeah, it was just one of them games. It didn't go our way. Controlled it, but yeah, the performance wasn't great at all.
Yeah, do you want to talk us through your first goal, then linking up with the Don? Tell the listeners how you scored it.
Yeah, well, I can't remember who played it to Nick, but I was screaming for it, for him to square the ball first time, but he held onto it, and then I made the run to the back post and he clipped the back post and then I just slotted it in. Yeah, our connection with me and Nick, like he said on his podcast, yeah, it's just, it all suddenly just clicked. We worked together. But like I say, we're always in touch and yeah, we just score goals. That's just what we do.
And that's what you want to see, the link between the two strikers. We're going to come on to that more later on to the podcast. But then talking about the second goal was more of an individual goal. What a cracker it was.
Yeah. Well, it come from Zaki, the goalkeeper. He's got a sweet strike on him. He picks me up most games as well. And he connected one really well when he went over to the left-hand side. Yeah, and I took around one player, got into the box, tapped it to one side around another player, and then just smashed it in near post.
And that's why kids should be coming down to Dial Square each week. I know it was away from home, but learning from Mark, what a great ability. Talking about kids, let's get to know you in terms of growing up then. We're going to come on more to Dial Square later on. When did you start getting into football?
I was 5 years old and I played for my cousin's team who was a year above. So I shouldn't really have been playing because I was too young. But yeah, my uncle was the manager and two of my cousins played in that team as well. So yeah, I started when I was 5 at Sandhurst Town.
So roped in through family, I guess, with the cousins playing. Who was better out of you guys?
Well, I'm the only one that's still playing. So, and yeah, they quit early age. So yeah, I'm the only one that's still going.
Was it a good, maybe competitive edge between the family trying to be the better cousin?
Well, one of them played centre back, one of them played left midfield, and I played a striker. So we all had different positions and all had different styles of playing. So yeah, so it wasn't really competitive, but it was good. It was good to start that young.
All supporting each other in training. So would you have just been a striker from the age of 5 all the way up to now, thinking, I always want to be a forward?
Yeah. I've always played striker. It was, I think, when I first went to Fleet Town is when I got moved out to the left-hand side of the three up front. Yeah, and then I just enjoyed it on the left-hand side because I get the ball to feet, not back to goal. I get the ball facing the goal. So, and then ever since then, I've played on the left-hand side.
When did you join Fleet Town?
I think I was 20, so
20, and then playing since then. So what other teams have you played for?
Cool, how long has this podcast been going for? I started from when I was 15, 16. I was at Kingstonian. Under 18s, touching first team. And then I left there, went to Waysiders, who we got this Saturday, with a load of my mates, and then went to Fleet Town, Godalming Town, a load of other clubs, Sandhurst Town I've played for, Napier, Worplestone, and Dial Square. That's what I can remember.
Brilliant. We'll come on to Dial Square. Yes, so can't call that your answer. But out of the other teams, set from Dial Square, what would you say your favourite team has been?
I would probably say Fleet Town, because we was always the underdogs in the league, and we was in the South and West League, which was our closest game was like Thatcham, I think. So we was travelling to like Wales, to like Merthyr Tydfil, Cinderford, like Cheltenham on the Tuesday night. But yeah, but we had the just such a tight unit at that club. We got up to all sorts around the change rooms and like stuff like that. The stories was, yeah, I've got a list of stories, but.
Any stories that we can listen to?
Well, there's a few. I'll give you a clean one. I'll probably when we was at training, we finished training and we decided to play football cricket in our change room, which it wasn't the biggest change room. And we had six fluorescent lights and we managed to smash four of them in the space of about 10 minutes.
Nightmare.
The gaffer come in and yeah, it didn't go down too well.
Were they hitting them for sixes or fours or was it just?
Oh, it was the game. We used to bowl it to the batter with his foot and he had to smash it. He had to hit all three walls and not touch the wall, touch the floor. So yeah, you can imagine where all the balls were going.
Taking down all the lights. Oh, I guess the caretaker wasn't best pleased.
No, he wasn't at all, no.
Any not clean stories?
I can't tell on the podcast. I can't. a few people might get in trouble, I think.
Oh, keeping very professional. Yeah. And then moving on to from your playing days to supporting days, I believe you're a Newcastle fan. I guess the years haven't been that good recently, but now it looks very good with the new owners.
I'm on the other side. See, people think, like with Mike Ashley and stuff, but he kept us going, he kept us out of debt. But he dragged it on for too long. He just run it as a business, way too much as a business. But yeah, and now hopefully things have changed now.
So would you be positive about it, or in terms of the money, do you think it's a bad way to be completely coming over with loads of money and buying the club?
As a fan, it's obviously a good thing. And for the club and for the Premier League as well, it could be another good thing to attract more world-class players. But yeah, no one really said anything that much about when Chelsea done it or when Man City had done it. But all of a sudden, because this Saudi Arabia's had a bit of a problem with the link over to with the games over in Saudi, it's all a bit of a problem and it shouldn't happen. So yeah, I'm not so sure really.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting. What about Steve Bruce then? Looks set to go.
Yeah, get him out.
Get him out. Okay.
Yeah, I just think he's a dinosaur of a manager. He just hasn't got a clue on everything.
So you do agree with the majority of Newcastle fans of that one? Yeah. I think he's not done too bad. The stick that he was getting from the get-go, I don't think it's just worthy. Now, I guess you've seen and he's still not doing much, then it's fair to say he's going. But just from day one, Newcastle fans hated him. There was a massive agenda, but I guess you know more about your club than me.
Yeah, I think it's just because we went from Benitez, who's managed top clubs, and then we go from him to Steve Bruce, who left Sheffield Wednesday. I think I don't think it was like him as a person. I think it was just the drop down from caliber of managers from like Benitez up here and then Bruce down here. So he was never going to win, even if he is a Newcastle fan or Newcastle lad. It was never going to happen and end well.
Can't match the better managers, but we've got good managers at Dial Square, don't we, Adam?
We do indeed, yeah. So we'll move on to Dial Square as sort of another exciting project similar to Newcastle, but obviously on a different scale. So when you sort of got the call to join Dial Square, what attracted you to the club and why did you join?
Yeah, well, Simon asked me quite early on. I think it was literally the day after he had the meeting with Stu and stuff. And he said, just it's up to you. Like, you can come over. We'll have a meeting and we go from there. And then we went over to Stu's house for the meeting and it was just, yeah, it's just literally mind-blowing of what the club was trying to do and what the club has already done with all the links to overseas and just a fresh start and to work with Si again. I've only worked with him last season. That was the first season I've ever worked for him. And yeah, it was spot on. He just let me play my game and I just enjoyed it.
What is that relationship with Simon like, sort of on and off the pitch? Is it as strong as what you make out there?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're really close. We're always talking during the week, asking for. Anyway, he's always like asking for tips and like how people are feeling on the pitch because obviously he's not on the pitch or around at training. Obviously, he's to the side. But yeah, we're always in contact. We'll come really close friends on and off the pitch. And yeah, he just lets me just play my game. So that's what I've always wanted to do, is play my game. And that's what he does.
And another person you have a strong relationship with is Nick up front. Obviously, we spoke to him about your partnership, and he sort of praised the way you sort of both know each other's game. So how strong is that relationship with Nick as well?
Yeah, well, like he said, I only played with Nick last season. That's the first ever time. Yeah, and like he said, we just clicked. It was just, it was just weird how it happened. Obviously, he's a striker, and I play on the left side. But the goals we scored last season, 40 between us, 20 each. And this season, we've got 15 already. So, yeah, and the relationship off the pitch, like, just repeat what he says, we're always in contact. We always get lifts with each other to training, matches. Yeah, just an unbelievable player. The goals he just scored, he just scores goals as Nick's job. But yeah, a lovely bloke as well. Lovely bloke.
And then talking about those goals, obviously, it's all started pretty quickly for you with four goals in that opening game. How did that feel? And you know, did you expect to hit the ground running as quick as that in, you know, this new team?
Well, just all of a sudden, 45 minutes with 4-0 up, and I've scored four goals. It was a crazy day, a crazy 45 minutes. Yeah, a great start for myself personally as well, but for the team as well, to get off to a winning start, 7-2 in the end. But yeah, it was good to score four goals in front of a few fans that were there as well. It was a really good day.
And then your first home goal came against Chertsey. How did that feel? Obviously, we have quite a good fan base for a club of this size. You know, what sort of role do the fans have in terms of sort of your game? Are they sort of, you know, do they encourage you and get behind you?
Yeah, well, I was playing on the left, but I moved over to the right, and obviously I was in front of the fans, and yeah, the cheering and all the positive stuff they say on the sideline just gives you up that extra 5% to go. And to score the goal, to make it 5-4 in that wild game, it was really good, especially in front of the fans as well. It was really, really good.
And obviously another two goals at the weekend as well, which obviously all culminated in terms of you getting an award for the player of the month. How did that feel? And was that sort of expected or unexpected? I can imagine there was a bit of rivalry between you and Nick in terms of obviously the goals. You've both been bagging them in, and a lot of the other players in the squad have also been putting in good performances. So did that come as a surprise?
Yeah, it came as a surprise. Yeah, I always thought that me and Nick had to be one and two for it because of what we've done so far this season. But to get 50% or over 50% was a major shock. I didn't think I'd get them that many votes. But yeah, it was really good. Really good to be recognised by the fans as well for the performances I've been put in. So hopefully I can win next month. And
yeah, you talk about obviously sort of like the spirit in terms of the fan base. What's the dressing room like? You know, have you settled in to a dressing room, sort of a new dressing room? Did you know a lot of the people in it before, or sort of all new people?
I knew a couple. Obviously, I knew Nick, Si, Jake Colt and Zachy. We all come from Wolverton together. I also brought my best mate, Gav Miller, as well. I'm best man at his wedding. I knew a few of the others from the combined counties times, like Eddie, Jim. I've played against them a few times, but for us to all in together in the change room, yeah, it's unbelievable. And the group we got they're so tight. We're all good mates. We all go drinking together as well, and yeah, it's unbelievable how quick we've all gelled. Yeah, but we just need to get all of them on the pitch at once.
How are those sort of socials outside of playing? How have they all been? You know, I know we had Kieran on here, and he was talking about a messy night that he wouldn't go too much into detail about. Has there been sort of any stories uncovered on those nights?
No, I've not really been out on them nights, but I've got a pub in the back garden of my house. So I've had the boys around watching the Joshua fight a couple of weeks back. So yeah, I've been involved with them. And there's just a lot of football talk, a lot of repeating of themselves with alcohol. And yeah, but yeah, not on the wild nights out. I haven't been on any yet, so.
And obviously, we signed Ian Selly a few weeks back. What's it like playing with someone who's obviously played at the, you know, the top professional level of football? What's that been like?
Well, what more could you ask for? He's played for Arsenal, he's played at the top level, Europeans, and yeah, it's even at his age, you can see when he was playing against Chelsea, you can tell the standard he's played, even at his age, just move the ball, he's just quick, passing, yeah, great lad as well. But my boy, I've just started my little boy, he goes to his academy on a Friday night as well, so we see him Friday nights as well, so yeah, great addition. But when he does play, he's only played once because he keeps saying that he's hurt his groin or his hamstring. So I think that might just be the age, I think.
How old's your boy then?
He's 5.
Is he going to be up to his dad's standards in the future?
He's got a long way to go, yeah. He's got a long way to go, yeah. But he's only just started a few weeks back. But yeah, he's really progressing. He's got a long way to go, yeah.
Does he get down to many of the games?
He come down for the Chelsea game, home game, and he come last week as well at Shelford. His granddad brought him down to Shelford game, but yeah, he loves watching his dad and loves watching Dole Square as well. He's got the woolly hat as well, so yeah, he's going to be a fan and a player, hopefully.
Oh, brilliant. Not bad game to see the first game of the season at home, that 6-4, was it?
No,
what a cracker. Big standards now to follow. You're going to have big scoring games every time it comes to watch.
Yeah, we come Saturday, so you see his dad scored 2 goals, which weren't too bad. So I think he might be coming Saturday as well, which will be good.
Oh, brilliant. 2:00 kickoff. So make sure you get down there and see Mark. You can even see his son as well.
Yeah. That,
thinking about the future then this season, any targets in terms of how many goals you're going to score?
I don't really set targets. Because I think personally it goes through my mind too much, because if I target for 20 goals and I'm on 16-17 and there's only 2 games left, I might be too greedy and try and score them goals so I can set my target. So I don't really set targets, I just go with the flow, really go game by game. But yeah, I want to score, being a top goal scorers in the league this season, and hopefully push Dahl up that table and get a cup final. I really want a cup final. I haven't had one for a few years.
Yeah, talk us through then the feeling of a cup final then.
It's during the day when you're at work, and if it's a Wednesday night, say if it's a Wednesday night cup final, it's just, you just get butterflies in your stomach all day long. Can't wait to get there. And then, to play in the final, especially in front of fans as well, because there'd be a few neutrals down as well, no doubt. But I really like a nice ground in a decent cup final.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Our first cup game though against Abbey Rangers reserves. But who's the home team?
Yeah, we played them in pre-season. Most of us know the manager TJ. He's a good lad. We played them in pre-season. I can't remember what the score was. But yeah, they're decent outfit. They're a good team. It'd be a tough one. But yeah, I don't know who's got the home and away draw. I don't know how that will work out.
Yeah, I think it was 3-1 earlier in the season. 3-1 victory in the friendly. So you think you could do it at the end of the month? I think it's the 30th, maybe, if that rings a bell, is when we play them in the cup game. So it'll be interesting to see if we can beat them.
Yeah, I think we would have Ted back, Eddie, and I think Trinder would be playing as well by then. So yeah, we'd have a few players back and a stronger squad, hopefully.
Yeah, so yeah, 30th, 2:00 kickoff. And I think Dole Square are officially the home side. But yeah, it'll be a very good game to that. So the cup feeling, get yourself down there if you are fans. Thinking about the league then, 2 points behind the top. Can we get that top finish, or are the other teams looking too strong?
No, I think we can. It's going to be tough because we're the team to beat. Everyone turns up and it's their cup final every Saturday. You can see what it means to even Leyland Kempton on their Twitter with all their banter and stuff, which I don't mind that, long as it stays at obviously a certain level. But yeah, it's going to be tough. They're a good side, Leyland Kempton. When we beat Farncombe 7-2, they've won their last 2 or 3 as well. So they're going to be tough. I think Horsley Reserves are not a bad outfit as well. So yeah, it's going to be tough, but I think if we carry on winning, and when we play Leyland, we've got our full team, I think we're we're smashing all over the park, and then, yeah, then we need them to obviously drop points elsewhere.
Yeah, do you want to talk us through that Laleham game and 6-2? It all started off so well with I think early goal, wasn't it? But then they just managed to, was it 4-1 at half time, and just turn it around that first half, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a good start from us. And we had a few players missing again. No Eddie, no Jake, no Gav. We had a thin squad. I think we only had one sub as well. We had a good start, and then it just went a bit crazy for the second period of the first half. Zaki made a couple of howlers, which he's owned up to, but yeah, and then got to 4-1, and it was too much to come back for. We got back to 4-2. I think I had a chance that put over the bar as well, which was close. I hit the crossbar as well. So on another day, them two goals go in, it's 4-4. Then 10 minutes later, up the other end, they go and score two goals. I think it was just one of them days. We had to forget about it. But then we bounced back and scored 6 against Chertsey. So it just shows our character in the squad.
Exactly. A great response. And that's the thing. And I love the fact that earlier you're saying probably going to hopefully beat them later in the season. It's going to be a big game. But with a fully fit squad, I think we're easily capable of matching them and taking them to a better victory than their 6-2 victory against them. You talk about the banter. It is funny. They are giving it big on Twitter. So you're not reacting. Is there some players in our team reacting?
I think Gavin's mentioned a couple of, especially one of them, a bloke called Ollie, that has been serious on it. He set up an actual Twitter account just after the game against us, just to have a pop. So, yeah, I know one of the players that plays for Laleham, we was at Kingstonian together, and we're still close friends. But, yeah, I just think it's all fun and games. Because if we beat them 6-2, we'd be the same.
Yeah, exactly. They even mentioned in the podcast as well, they were saying they can't wait to listen to it. So we guaranteed and made sure we just didn't record a podcast that week. So we did give them the joy of listening to us talk about their victory. But we'll be recording one after the victory when we beat them later on in the season. We can get that top spot, can't we?
Yeah, I feel we can, yeah. Like I say, with Eddie back, Jake back, everyone fully fit as well. We got a really good, strong squad. I think size, thinking about, he's added Trinder in as well, who couldn't play, obviously, because of league reasons with Bagshot, who's another good player. So, yeah, full squad. I think it's at home as well. Decent crowd. Yeah, I'll fancy our chances.
There we go. We heard it. Mark's confident now for the rest of the season. Get yourself down there, listeners. 2 o'clock kickoff at Abbey Rangers Stadium, as usual. Home game for us against Wayside on Saturday. Score prediction?
We've only kept one clean sheet. The boys in the defence are going to kill me for this. 4-1.
4-1. Adam, mate, what's your score prediction?
Ooh, I think I'll go for a high scoring 5-2 win.
I'm going to go confident with the defence for some reason. Mark, I think we're going to have another clean sheet this week. I'm going to go 3-0 victory. I think we're going to keep it a bit more solid and get that victory. But who knows? Come down and watch it. It's going to be a cracking game. Mark, thanks very much for coming on.
No problem, boys. Thank you.
And congratulations about the September Play of the Month. How many more are you going to get?
All of them, hopefully. I'll try my best.
You heard it there. He's going to get all the players of the month. You've got to come down, watch him. But yeah, thank you very much for coming on, Mark.
No problems.